Note that Paul not only says you have a hope, if you'll just take a peek at it, but he says you've got riches, a rich inheritance, and where? In the saints. A quick thing about this verse. You preachers that are looking for your Bible trivia tonight, here it is. I want to let you know that I had missed for years that Paul does not describe the riches of our inheritance as a future in some heaven somewhere. He says, you have it right now. Where, Paul? In the saints. Ready for this one? Paul says that if you will look around your Christian family, you will see jewels, diamonds, and gold nuggets. You have been blessed right now and are rich. You have an inheritance in your Christian family that has been given to you. Brothers and sisters, I look around too many times and spot your faults instead of saying, you know what? There's a diamond, there's a jewel, and they're there for me. And oh, you've been there for me. When my father did die, I cannot express the way it changed my life to have people call and write. And when my mother's finances were in question, contributions came from all over the country, and the house that I was brought home to, that was beaten down and beaten up, was fixed up by people my mother has never seen and won't see to heaven, so she'll have a place where she could live, this little preacher's widow. I wish she were here to look you in the eye and say thank you. But you need to know she's somebody's jewel too. Do you realize the people you're sitting in the row with are part of your riches? You don't think you're rich? You ought to see my bank account. No, no, no. Look up and down the row. You are given a body to bless you forever. Oh, and how the church can bless if we'll just let it. Amen? If we'll just open our hearts and lives and allow it. Paul says, look, God, give us a peek. He says, look at the people sitting in your pew. Look at the preachers. You know what? You godly men who have been challenged and jeered and laughed at, God bless you. You are our treasure. You are our box of precious diamonds. And those of you, I think, are diamonds, are the ones who have kept preaching and kept teaching and stayed in there despite all the years of frustration and struggle. Just a second. If you are here and you're a minister of the kingdom of God and you have lived longer than 60 years, I'm going to ask you to stand. Where are our senior saint preachers? Would you stand up, brothers?
I love you, brother.
Folks, I don't know why they stick the young buck up here to preach, but I'll tell you what, there are treasure chests at your congregation if we'll only open and draw from their experience. There are jewels and diamonds in your teen group and in your seniors. Oh, and there's a special diamond that's here tonight. Don Horton is one of our seniors. Don's about, I don't know, 60, 70 something. And he came up to me and said, Jeff, there's going to be a relative of mine at Tulsa. And I said, Don, bless your heart, tell me, who is it? You got a grandchild I can meet? Is it a son or a daughter? He said, no, Jeff, my mother will be there. How old's your mom, Don? 97. Ida, where are you? Where's Ida? Where? Ida, would you stand up, sweetheart? 97 years old. Praise God. Oh, Paul knew, he knew. He said, you're rich and you don't know it. You gripe and whine and complain about what we don't have in the churches instead of looking around and saying, man, we are rich. We can't afford a building. We can't afford a third or fourth youth minute. We can't afford this. We can't afford that. Let me stop you and just say before you gripe about poverty, look up and down the pews of your church and you will say, God, thank you for making us rich in the saints.